Chapter 4. After finishing his speech to the people, King Benjamin decided to make a record of the names of everyone who had made a covenant with God to keep his commandments. It turned out that everyone except the little children had made this covenant and had taken upon himself or herself the name of Christ. After King Benjamin had completed all his duties and consecrated his son Mosiah as the new ruler and king over his people, he transferred all the kingdom's responsibilities to him. Additionally, he appointed priests to teach the people so that they could hear, learn, and understand God's commandments and to remind them of the covenant they made. Finally, he dismissed the crowd, and everyone returned home with their families. Mosiah took his father's place as king at the age of 30, which was approximately 476 years since Lehi and his family left Jerusalem. King Benjamin lived for 3 more years after his son took the throne, and then passed away. King Mosiah was a righteous ruler who followed the Lord's ways, obeyed his commandments, and kept his judgments and statutes. He encouraged his people to cultivate the land, and he himself worked hard on the crops, to set a good example and not be a burden on his people. He followed his father's example. As a result, there were no conflicts among his people for 3 years.